All right, so today's May 12th, and today would have been the 84th birthday of George Carlin. Carlin died in 2008. I can't believe it's been 13 years since George Carlin died. But Trey and I are both big fans of stand-up comedy, and there is nobody that comes close to George for me. He is my favorite comedian of all time. He's my favorite clean comic of all time. He's my favorite dirty comic of all time.
Favorite clean comic of all time.
Yeah, because I think he works, when he works clean, I think he's still better than everybody.
Huh.
And when he's dirty, he's really better than everybody.
I'll say this, his stuff bit is one of my all-time favorites, and he does not say a cuss word in that bit.
Totally clean.
Yeah.
Exactly. He was so good back in the day that when he went on Johnny Carson, my mom had to watch. And when he went on HBO, my dad and I had to watch. That's how good Carlin was. So rest in peace to George. He's on my Mount Rushmore, no doubt about it. I just never heard anybody that was quite where George was. Lyrically, the words, the rhythm, it was almost musical. And he is the most unhecklable comedian I think I've ever seen. Mm. You just couldn't heckle him. He didn't give you any space to do it.
So who else is there for you on either the power ranking top five or the Mount Rushmore?
For me, I would just go, I would start with Carlin and Pryor, and then the other spots I could have discussions about. Because I think modern day, there's a discussion for like a Chappelle or maybe a Chris Rock. If you want to go to Eddie for that burst of time, I could do that. I wrote down Carlin, Richard Pryor, Dave Chappelle, and Jerry Seinfeld as my four. There's always a discussion in my mind, is Jerry that good? But Jerry, to me, is the ultimate clean-only comic because he never went down the dirty route like George did.
Mm-hmm.
He's done it for so long. He's so solid. I went and saw him in Vegas. The only time I've seen Jerry live was in Vegas, Caesar's Palace, and he just commanded that room.
Mm.
It was so impressive. So I know some wouldn't, but I'd put him on that pedestal. How about you?
See, my no doubter from this generation is Dave Chappelle. No freaking doubt. Mm-hmm. And I've seen him, I want to say, three times live now. And I saw him when he first started gaining popularity after Half Baked at the Improv in Dallas. God, that's maybe the single funniest set that I've ever seen in person. And a couple of times since then, most recently with Joe Rogan at Stubbs this past winter. So he's on that list for me.
Yeah.
Carlin is, just because of what he means to the profession, to the craft. Bill Hicks is.
Yeah. I didn't mention Hicks. Hicks needs to be in the discussion.
For selfish reasons, Bill Hicks is on that list. And another guy that I think pushes the boundaries as much as anybody right now, Dave Chappelle included, that's going to be in my top four, is Bill Burr. And I hate leaving Richard Pryor out, and I hate leaving Eddie Murphy out. But just in terms of just how often that guy has made me laugh versus those other two dudes, Bill Burr gets the final nod.
Burr's got a great just purity to him. Yeah. If you just forget everything else, forget like, well, could he do a television show? Or could he do this? Or could he sell products? Like, no. Just put him on a stage and be quiet.
Yeah, and he has proven the ability to act, too, by the way.
He's done good stuff.
Sometimes in comedies, but also in more serious roles, too.
He was in my Star Wars show this past run. You know that? He was in two episodes of The Mandalorian.
That's right.
And he was awesome. He got to deliver a couple lines because of his comedic timing. It was perfect. Perfect. Mm-hmm. You mentioned great names. Hicks, being a Texan, we also should mention him again, man. We're both big fans of his. Bill Hicks might be one of the only things. He reminded me of Carlin when I saw him. I just love a comedian that doesn't care. That does not care. They have their own vision, and they do not care what you think of them. They're just going to go. Bill Hicks was a genius, and I hate that he was taken early. I wish he could have lived as long as George did. Can you imagine Bill Hicks at like 65? It would have been awesome.
Well, and Bill Hicks was great, too, because much like with Carlin, with allowing comedians to go to more risque areas, I think Bill Hicks really showed other comedians the right way to go about having fun with politics. And that's making sure that you are hammering both sides and that you understand that you're not giving anybody a pass, because otherwise you don't want to necessarily end up in one group or the other. You want to be that outlier who is able to look at things objectively enough that you can have fun with both sides. And I'm putting both in quotes.
So if you're going to do Mount Rushmores of comedy, would you put female comics in with the male comics and mix it all up? Or would you have separate Mount Rushmores?
If I would have no problem talking about my favorite female comedians, but for me, there isn't a female comedian that tops the four that I listed.
So let's go female comic Mount Rushmore. Is there one that has to be on there for you? The four best ever.
Can we maybe talk about this tomorrow? Because I want to give this as proper due.
Oh, I like that.
I don't want to neglect somebody because I'm just spitballing off the top of my head and not giving it the proper thought.
Fair enough. I appreciate that comic snob answer. That's well done. Happy birthday to the great George Carlin today. If you have never heard of George Carlin or maybe you just haven't seen anything in a while, go check it out. Google it up. I'm not a great parent in every way, but my daughter does appreciate George Carlin. So I've at least done that.